Hello and welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show, where we inspire you to live a longer, healthier, happy, and more joyful life. We cover everything you need to know to be optimally healthy in your mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to become the ultimate version of yourself? Well, let's dive into another episode with your host and guide by your side, Allie West.
Okay. Welcome to episode number 80 of the Kinetic Fitness Show podcast. Before we get started, if you can hear rain in the background, I apologize, but it is absolutely hammering it down here in Nottingham in the UK. Bad weather, so if you hear any like rain or thunder going off, then I apologize. There's not much I can do about it. Maybe I'll try and edit it out. Maybe I won't. But I just wanted to point that out. Today's episode then, welcome to it. This is going to be a very informative episode. Before we get stuck in, just the usual kind of housekeeping. If you haven't liked, followed, or subscribed to this podcast, then please do so. If you haven't liked the Facebook page, head over to Facebook, type in The Kinetic Fitness Show, and like the Facebook page. If you haven't left me a review, please leave me a review. That's easily done on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes. There's some other platforms as well where you can leave a review as well. So do leave me a review and share this podcast. I've had a lot of people sharing it recently, which I am very grateful for. I thank you for. So just keep sharing it. Post it to your Instagram stories, post it on your feed, share it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever, and I will reshare it. I'll spread the love as well. Just tag me in, Allie West Coach, A-L-I-W-E-S-T, Coach. You can find me on all of the platforms. You can just find me if you just search Allie West. I'll pop up. If you type in The Kinetic Fitness Show, I will pop up and the podcast will pop up. So just spread the love, keep sharing, keep trying to support me, and I will support you and help you by keep bringing you amazing content to help you with your health, well-being, fitness, mindset, spirituality, and all the rest of the things that help you to live a longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. If this is your first podcast as well, then welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm grateful to have you on board. And if you are a regular or returning listener, then welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to get rocking. Let's start. Let's get to it. Let's not waste any more time. I am going to do this podcast expanding on a Instagram post and a LinkedIn post that I recently put out. I put a video out just a few days ago about 10 reasons why you're not losing body fat. 10 reasons. I was going to call it Fat Loss for Idiots. That's what I was going to call the video. But I thought it might be a bit offensive or it might ruffle a few feathers. Maybe I should have just called it that. But anyway, maybe I'll call this podcast that. But anyway, 10 reasons why you're not losing body fat. And I listed out these 10 reasons, but I didn't go into any detail. And I just want to expand on that and just go into a little bit more detail on each one in this podcast. So if you are looking to lose body fat, or if you know somebody that is, you can listen to this podcast, you can share it with that person, and you can take action on these points a little bit more and have a bit more context to what I was saying in this video. You can always go back and watch the video as well. I'll drop a link to it in the description in the show notes, and you can go and check that out. But yeah, that's what this podcast episode is going to be all about. 10 reasons why you're not losing body fat. So let's get straight to it, and I will expand on each one. And what I would say to you is, if you need any more advice, if you need more help, if these things you're really struggling with, or you're just struggling to lose body fat, lose weight, struggling to achieve the health and fitness goals that you ultimately want, then just reach out to me. Click the link in the description of this podcast to book a call with me. Book a call and we can talk to you about your goals. We can also go through maybe what your problems are, what you're struggling with, and I can, if I can help you, I'd like to think that I can, but if I can't, I will tell you. But if I can help you, I will be able to explain our coaching program to you in more detail. This coaching program, my wife and I, Sarah, my wife, we launched this program at the start of June 2020. So as I put this podcast out, it's just like a few weeks ago. And we've taken on a few clients already and they're absolutely crushing it. One client in particular has lost like 11 pounds in less than 3 weeks, which is 5 kilos if you use kilos. It's a lot of weight, a lot of body fat. She's changing her nutrition, she's changing her mindset, all of that. And we can help you with this. So if you do want help, just reach out to me, click that link or send me a direct message or send me an email, whatever works for you. I just whacked the microphone there. Sorry, that's why it made that noise. Yeah, reach out and I can help you. We can help you to get you to where you want to be. Just click that link. 10 reasons then why you're not losing body fat. The first one is you're not moving enough. This is what I said on this video. You're not moving. You've got to incorporate movement into your everyday life. Motion is lotion. The body loves movement. And if you want to burn fat and lose body fat, you've got to get moving. You've got to get that metabolism going. And to be honest, to start with, it doesn't really matter what type of movement or exercise you're doing. Just get moving, because the vast majority of people, particularly, well, all over, I'm not even going to say the Western world anymore. It's everywhere. It's the West, it's the East, it's the North, it's the South of the world. People don't move enough. And this is why we're having all these chronic health conditions, because people aren't even hitting their RDA, their recommended daily amount of exercise. And it's not even big numbers. I think the RDA here in the UK is an hour and a half of moderate exercise each week. I mean, if you can't get 90 minutes of movement or moderate exercise into your life, then you've got some problems. You need to get that sorted out ASAP. Movement is imperative. So you've got to get moving, got to move, get up, move, go for a walk, walk the dog, any kind of movement you can. And then once you've got moving and you're starting to feel better, and you're getting all the benefits that movement brings, then you can look to start to like crank it up and introduce an exercise regime, all that kind of stuff. But you might be listening to this and saying, Ali, I'm already doing all of that. I'm already moving. Okay, so if you are doing all of that, you need to get this movement more structured. You need to get a plan. You need to be following a periodized workout plan. A plan that's going to get you to where you want to be with your movement and your exercise. And it needs to be progressive. It can't just be the same forever. You've got to progress that plan. That's what periodization is. Periods of time where we are gradually progressing. So you can get to where you want to be, and then when you get to where you want to be, you just maintain it. So movement was number one, the first thing I spoke about, and it's pretty self-explanatory, it's pretty simple. Just get up off your backside, off your bum, off your ass, arse, however you want to say it, your booty, and get moving. Move, move, move. It doesn't have to be excessive stuff. Just literally go and walk around the block. Go for a walk. It'll help you, trust me. And do you know what? When you start moving and when you start exercising, you feel amazing. I did this on my Instagram story the other day. So you people listening might have seen it if you follow me on Instagram. I did a story on Instagram, and I said, you never finish a workout and say, oh, I feel worse or I felt worse. You always feel better after exercise and movement and a workout, training. You always feel better. You might not enjoy it at the time. You might hate it. You might feel like you want to die or whatever the case may be, but you always feel better after it. So just get moving, get exercising. Trust me, you won't regret it. Next one. Number two, the second reason why you're not losing body fat is in relation to your portion sizes, portion control or calorie control. How much food is going in your mouth, in your gob, as we call it here in Nottingham, we call it gob. How much food is going in your mouth and just your general calorie control? Most people don't have any calorie control. They're not monitoring how much calories they're consuming. They're kind of unaware to it. And the biggest problem I see is people just like loading their plates up. It's lunchtime, it's dinner time, and they've just got like the biggest portion, like enough for three of me, four of me. It's crazy, some people's portion sizes. So forget counting calories right now, and forget even monitoring that or thinking how many macros are in each food and all of that kind of jazz. Just reduce your portion sizes. Eat a little bit less. And again, you might be thinking, oh, this is cliche, this sounds simple. But yeah, it is. It is simple, but you're not doing it. You're not doing it, and people aren't doing it. And that's why, again, we have all these chronic health conditions. People are overweight, obese. People haven't got a good immune system because they're stuffing their faces and they're not moving. So number two is your portion sizes are too big. That's why you're not losing body fat. Reduce the amount of food you are consuming. And the other one, when it comes to this as well, is drinking your calories. I see a lot of people like, Ali, oh, well, I'm only eating X amount of calories, but I'm still not losing weight. And then I'm like, well, what are you drinking? And they're like, oh, well, I have some fruit juice in the morning, and then I have some carbonated drinks, fizzy drinks, we call them, or pop, we call it fizzy pop, soda, if you're over in the States or whatnot. Soda, pop, fizzy drinks, carbonated drinks at lunch. And then they're like, oh, well, and then I might have a couple of glasses of wine. I'm like, well, what are you doing? You've just drank like 1,000 calories in a day. Really? Yeah. It's not just food, it's liquids. All of that stuff has calories. So, yeah, stop drinking your calories as well. Or be aware of the calories in the drinks you're consuming. So number two, the second reason why you're not losing body fat is your calorie control, your portion sizes, and drinking your calories or drinking too many calories. Let's move on to the next one. The third reason why you're not losing body fat is you sleep like crap, or you sleep like boop, S-H-I-T. People are not sleeping adequately. They're not sleeping optimally. They're not even getting anywhere near the type of quality sleep that they should be getting. Never mind duration, I'm just talking about the quality. And this is causing a whole load of problems. Whole load of problems. If you're looking to lose body fat, if you're looking to lose weight even, in fact, any health goal that you're looking to achieve, forget losing body fat, even though that's what we're talking about. Any health goal, you need to have good quality sleep. You need to. If you want to live a healthy life, you need to have high quality sleep. And we've covered this topic twice on this podcast. So if you want to go into more detail on sleep, you need to listen to my previous episodes that I've done on sleep. There's two where we've gone into detail on it. First one, way back when I first started my podcast, I don't even know the numbers. You're just going to have to go and check them out yourself. The first one was way back with Nick Little-Hales. He's written a book called Sleep. And he's an expert. He has worked with some of the top sports teams in the world, helping them with their sleep. And then just recently with Molly McLaughlin, very recent podcast where we talked about sleep being a skill and how important sleep is and all the different facets and elements of sleep. So after this podcast, if you want to learn more about sleep, go and listen to those two episodes. There's tons of information out there about sleep now. Sleep is so important to your overall health and well-being. And if you're looking to burn body fat, lose body fat, you got to sleep. You got to sleep right, correctly. Next one. Stress. I have a podcast coming out about this, actually, about stress. It's with my good friend Lee Ewan, who's already been on the podcast as well. This will be the next episode, so keep your ears and eyes peeled. Is that even a thing, keeping your ears peeled? Keep your ears open and your eyes peeled for my episode coming up with Lee Ewan, where we're going to talk about stress. But stress is, again, it's one of the biggest factors that's hindering people's weight. Fat loss, should I say. Fat loss and weight loss are different, you know, so we'll not get onto that, but fat loss. But most people label them up together. But anyway, fat loss. Stress is affecting your fat loss. If you're jacked up or hyped up or have too much cortisol in your body, in your system, cortisol is a stress hormone. If you've got too much of that floating around, you're going to find it very difficult to lose body fat. You need to find a way or find ways, tactics, habits, skills to mitigate, reduce, eliminate your stress levels. Again, stress comes in different forms. This is a whole other podcast on its own, but do some practices to reduce your stress. The first ones that are coming straight to mind are some form of mindfulness or meditation, breathing techniques, and doing something that brings you joy or brings you happiness. That could be a hobby, playing with your kids, whatever the case may be. Got to reduce that stress down. And as I mentioned on my video, on the video I put out discussing these 10 things, I said stress and sleep. So I talked about sleep as being point number 3, and we're on to point number 4 now, stress. Sleep and stress are directly linked. They're directly correlated. So if you are not getting enough sleep or good quality sleep, you're going to be stressed. If you're stressed, you're not going to sleep. It's a circle. It goes round and round. You've got to make sure that these two areas are working together. Reduce the stress, you'll sleep better, or sleep better and you'll reduce the stress. Do both. Okay, next one is hydration. Hydration. The fifth reason why you're not losing body fat is you're dehydrated. You're not drinking enough water. You're not getting enough fluids on board. And you know what? Whilst I'm here and I've got my computer, I'm going to flag these stats up. Just bear with me 1 second. I should have done this before, but I'm going to get these stats up to say about dehydration. Where are we? Come on, when you want it, you can't find it. Well, the thing I wanted, I couldn't find. But anyway, back to it. I was trying to find you some stats. I should have loaded them up before. Never mind. But the stats don't make for very good reading, particularly here in the UK. Most people are walking around dehydrated. It's a crazy number. It's like it's into the 60%, I think. I wanted to find you the exact figures, but you can go and find this. There's a website that specializes in hydration and water, and I can't find the website and I can't remember, but I'll drop a link to it in the description when I find it. So yeah, crazy amount of people are walking around dehydrated. And there were some studies done a few years ago. I'm going to say it was 2012-ish. It might have been 2011. Around that time, there was a study done with corporate office workers. A large number, it was into the thousands of people they monitored and they assessed. And they found, these are the crazy stats and figures that they found, this study that was done. They found that just 1%, that's a tiny amount, by the way, 1% of dehydration impaired cognitive function, productivity, and performance of the brain by up to 65%. That is absolutely crazy, right? Bananas, mental, madness. If you're just a tiny bit dehydrated, you're affecting all of your performance and particularly your mental function. But also, guess what? Water, hydration, good levels of hydration are essential for what? Burning fat, boosting your metabolism, metabolizing fat, increasing your metabolic rate. You need water, you need hydration. So start to drink more water. The RDA is 2.25 liters. That's the recommended daily amount, 2.25 liters. Don't ask me what that is in fluid ounces. I don't know. 2.25 liters. So that's being sedentary. That's without moving, without doing any exercise. If you're exercising, you need to hike that up. You need to be getting more probably towards 3 liters. So I can guarantee you probably not drinking enough water. Okay, the sixth reason why you're not losing body fat. A lack of micronutrients. Micronutrients are mainly found in plants. So fruits and vegetables. If you want to lose body fat, I wouldn't worry about the fruit too much, but I would worry about the vegetables. You need to increase your vegetable intake. In particular, dark leafy greens. Increasing your micronutrient level, increasing the amount of vegetables you consume will help you to lose body fat. 100%. Because you're feeding your body what it wants to make sure that it can function optimally. What do you need to be able to lose fat? You need to have a good metabolic rate. You need to be able to process, digest food correctly, efficiently. So you're going to need micronutrients present for that. And also micronutrients are really important for many other factors in the body as well. So make sure that you're consuming plenty of fruits and vegetables, but in particular vegetables, if you're looking to lose body fat, plenty of vegetables and plenty of dark leafy greens. I'm not even going to go into any more detail on that. That just makes sense, doesn't it? People don't eat enough vegetables. Next one, the seventh reason why you're not losing body fat is you're not tracking. And on my video, I said, what did I say? I said, oh, not tracking what you're doing is like trying to improve your finances and not looking at your bank account. But it's so true. If you want to improve your level of body fat, so if you want to reduce your level of body fat and get yourself to a healthier body fat percentage or a healthier visual looking body fat, then you're going to have to track what you're doing. You're going to have to track your food. You're going to have to track your exercise or the workouts you're doing. You're going to some extent, maybe have to track your sleep. But definitely, without fail, you're going to have to track your food and your exercise. And then you're going to have to track your stats as well to see how you're getting on. You've got to track and constantly track. All of my clients, all of our clients that work with us, we track them weekly, every week. In fact, they track their exercise and their nutrition. We teach them how to do that. They track their exercise and their nutrition daily. But in terms of stats, in terms of measurements, we do that on a weekly basis because we need to keep track. We need the data to see how we're getting on. If you don't know how you're getting on, how do you expect to improve or know where you're at? You've got to track. Tracking is critical if you want to improve anything. But definitely if you want to lose body fat, you've got to track it. Track, 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 track. And there's no excuses for it really either because everyone has a smartphone. I'm doing this on video as well, not just audio, so I'm waving my smartphone here to the camera, but everyone has a smartphone. Everyone has a phone. So you can track. There's no excuses for not tracking. That thing stuck to your hand 6, 7, 8 hours a day. You might as well use it to some use. Start tracking your food, your calories, and your exercise in your phone. There's apps that will do it for you. No excuses. Tracking, tracking, tracking. So key. On to number eight, the eighth reason why you're not losing body fat. You're making excuses. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too tired. I'm too busy. I'm too fat. I'm too unfit. I'm too lazy. I don't have the money. I don't have the plan. And the list goes on and on and on. Excuses. Let me ask you this. Are the excuses currently helping you to lose body fat? No, they're not. No, they're not. So if you want to lose body fat, if you really want to take control of your life, take control of your health, you're going to have to cut out the excuses. Very difficult to do, I know. And yes, every now and again, you're still going to make a little excuse. I do it. Sometimes I'm like, I can't be bothered to do this. But do you know what? Action trumps everything. And getting stuff done trumps everything. So if you really want to do it, you've got to take action and you've got to stop making the excuses. Excuses aren't getting you anywhere. And also, if you've listened to my podcast before, you'll know about how powerful your words are. You'll know a little bit maybe about quantum physics. You'll know a little bit about the mindset and the subconscious and conscious mind as well, if you've listened to any more of my episodes. And what you're doing when you're making excuses is you're just kind of, you're programming yourself. Programming, pre-programming yourself for what? For failure. Excuses are a negative programming. You've got to get rid of them. Stop thinking of all the reasons why it won't work or why it can't work or why you can't do it and start thinking of the reasons why it will and why you can. Cut the excuses. On to number nine then. The ninth reason why you're not losing body fat is you want the magic pill. And this links back to the one I just said about making excuses. You're looking for some kind of magic pill or the quick fix. And I understand it. It's okay. It's not your fault. There's a lot of marketing out there from all sorts, from products, from so-called celebrities, influencers, there's these products promoting, like, I don't know, skinny tees, skinny jabs, a thing that you stick to your abdominals and it gives you a six pack, a spray tan that'll help you to lose body fat. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Guess what? There is no quick fix. There is no quick fix. Doesn't exist. There is no magic pill. The magic pill does not exist. Stop searching for it. I think I've done a podcast on this, so you can go back and listen. I'm sure I did a podcast saying there is no magic pill. So you might want to go and check that out. There's no magic pill. There's no quick fix. It takes hard work. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. It's like anything in life. Anything that you want to achieve, if you want to be successful in any area of your life, you're going to have to do some hard work at some point. Not all the time, because that's a load of BS as well. If people are saying, oh, to be successful or to achieve a goal, you've got to work hard all the time. You've got to bust your balls. You got to hustle, hustle, hustle. That's not true. I know people that don't work that hard that are like multimillionaires. But you've got to work hard at some point. Hard work and doing it and taking action is what is going to get you the results, is what is going to help you to lose body fat. So stop trying to search for the magic pill. Stop making excuses. There is no magic pill. I think that's it on that. Okay, last one. I hope this is helping. And obviously all of these things, there's ways that you can improve them even more, and I can help you with all of that. I can help you with it all. So just reach out to me if you need help. Ali West Coach on Instagram, or click the link in the description to book your call. Number 10, the 10th reason why you're not losing body fat is you have no plan and you don't have any accountability. I mean, this could be 11 things, because that's kind of two separate ones, but I've linked them together. I've coupled them together because I think they go hand in hand. You've got no plan and you've got no accountability. So no plan. And when I say a plan is workable. It's a workable plan. And it's a plan that is actionable. And it's a plan that integrates and incorporates all the necessary components to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. So for people, I mean, if you made it this far, you obviously do want to lose body fat. So if you're a person that wants to lose body fat, so where you are now is you're unhappy with your level of body fat. Where you want to be is going to depend on what your goals are, who you are, many different variables. But I'm assuming it's to have less body fat, be a healthier body fat, look better, feel better, move better, that kind of stuff. So a plan needs to be able to take you from there to there, from where you are now to where you want to be, from pain to pleasure. And it needs to have all the components that's going to help you to do that. So when things go wrong or the wheels fall off, that plan can be flexible and it can work around the problems that occur on the way. Because it's not always plain sailing. It's not always easy driving. There'll be waves in the sea. There'll be bumps along the road. And you've got to be able to adapt to them. So a good plan allows you to have flexibility and to adapt to when things don't go right. And accountability. Accountability, in my eyes, ultimately is what really underpins getting results. If you want to get the best results, if you want to lose a lot of body fat, if you really want to change your life, you're going to need some level of accountability, a support system. And the best way you can do this is either get a coach or a mentor or both. I have both. I have multiple mentors and I have a coach. And you'd be saying, Ali, you have a coach? Aren't you a coach? Yes, I am. All the best coaches in the world have coaches. Trust me, go and look it up. Think of like your favorite athlete or your favorite sports person. Are they going to have a coach? Of course they are. And they're top of their game. You know what I'm saying? People like LeBron James. People like Rory McIlroy in golf. Novak Djokovic, tennis. All these top people. Lewis Hamilton. All these top people. They won't just have one coach as well. They'll have loads. So you need that plan, you need that accountability, and one of the best ways you can get that is from a coach or a mentor or both. Accountability allows you to get things done, allows to keep you on track, and also it's kind of that second pair of eyes and ears when, again, things go wrong. They can correct you, course correct you. If you want more information on coaching, again, you've got to get in touch with me. You've got to book a call with me and I can help you out. But I've done another podcast on coaching. It was the very first podcast I ever did. Why You Need a Coach, episode number one. So if you want to learn more about coaching, go and check that out. If you want to learn more about having a plan and accountability, check that episode out, or just get in touch with me and we can help you. So there you have it. There's the 10 reasons why you're not losing body fat, and I've gone into more detail. You can get a shortened version. The video is on Instagram. It's on LinkedIn. You can go and check it out. But this is going to help you. This is going to give you more context to what I said in that video. That other video was a bit more short and snappy. So there's the 10 reasons. You're not moving enough. You're eating too much, so the portion sizes are not right. You're not controlling your calories. Third reason is you sleep like crap. Fourth reason is you're too stressed. Fifth reason is you're dehydrated. Sixth reason is your lack of micronutrients, so fruit and vegetables. Seventh is you're not tracking what you're doing. Eight is you're making excuses. Nine is you're looking for some kind of magic pill in air quotes. And 10 is you don't have a plan and accountability. There you have it. They're the 10 reasons why you're not losing body fat. And ultimately, I think these boil down to a few more kind of deeper rooted problems as well. But that's for another podcast, and that's something that I'd rather talk with you about in person. So if you need help with all these, if this is making sense to you, just get in touch with me. Drop me a message, or better still, hit that link in the bio to book a consultation call with me. It doesn't cost you anything. It's completely free of charge. It'll either be with myself or my wife, but most probably be me. Book that call, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. All it costs you is your time, and I can help you out, or I'll do my best to help you out. And if I can't help you out, I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you. I'll be like, no, I can't help you out, but maybe I will know someone who will. 99% sure I'll know somebody that can help you if I can't. That's it. This is the end of podcast episode number 80. Hope you've enjoyed this. If you did enjoy it, please share it with your friends, family, colleagues, and loved ones. And yeah, I just wish you success with your fat loss goals. Wish you success with your health, well-being, mindset, spirituality. And if you need help, reach out and let me know. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Peace and love.
That's a wrap on another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. Until next time, peace and love.